Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, owes us an apology. By us, I mean the entire friggin' universe. How's that, you ask? Well, for starters, he should apologize for lulling us into a trance of connecting more and more about less and less. He should apologize for creating all the bits and bytes that allow us to become the narcissists our forebears warned us about. Do I really need to see all those photos of Mary and her horse? Must Bob post every little detail about his alcohol-fueled weekend? Human beings need to be protected from themselves so they don't sit naked on Xerox machines and post those incriminating photos on Facebook. But you say, people have a choice in what they wish to post. Right. And a crack addict has a choice to just say no. Mark should apologize for encouraging us to believe that a life worth living is one that is lived online, even though for millions of years we did just fine without his version of social networking. Remember when we actually sat around and talked face to face? When friends were people you could call upon to help fix your car, and not the virtual collectibles they have since become? Instead of extending our ability to have control over our own lives and information, Mark has taken his big can of privacy be gone and sprayed it all over the world. Please, Mark, if you want to sell my phone number and information about my recent purchase of a Kodak video camera to your advertisers, why don't you first ask for my permission and then pay me for the privilege? I'll make you a deal. If you stop poaching on my personal life, I won't sneak into your house, root through your drawers, and sell information about your underwear choices to Fruit of the Loom. So, are we good? With a perspective, I'm Rosie Sorensen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.